Coming up on Coverville, a show that's brought to you by the letter S and the number 625. 40 years ago today, November 10th, 1969, Sesame Street premiered. And with it, over the years, came a whole barrage of songs that have entrenched themselves into people's memories from watching it so often as a kid. And tonight we're going to listen to some covers of those songs. It's the Sesame Street cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for the hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's November 10th, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, kind of a Tuesday night cover story, so it's not really focusing on an artist as much as it is an institution of learning known as Sesame Street. This should be a really fun show. A lot of different covers you're going to hear tonight. Things like Rubber Ducky and the Pinball Number Count, which was originally done by the Pointer Sisters, as well as some of the lesser-known songs, some of the parodies that they did, and some of the special guest star songs that people connect with Sesame Street. Why don't we get things kicked off, though, of course, with the theme song to Sesame Street, and it'll tie in very nicely to this request from Jason in Indiana.
Hey, Brian, this is Jason from Indiana. Last week on Scrubs, they had an amazing episode with a whole bunch of Sesame Street characters. And at the very end, they had an almost haunting rendition of the Sesame Street theme. I was wondering if you could play that, because it was absolutely amazing and left me speechless. Thanks, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jason. And yes, for those of you who are fans of Scrubs, you know that that episode aired in January, and I'm just now getting this request on the show. And it's because the theme, the song, hasn't really officially been released yet. iTunes is blocking it. However, the performer, who is Joshua Radin, is talking about maybe putting up a free copy for download on his website. And I think because of that, I'm able to air this song. We're hoping that's going to be the case. So from Scrubs, this is the Sesame Street theme performed by Joshua Radin.
Can you tell?
how to get to Sesame Street. How to get to Sesame Street. How to get to Sesame Street.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rub-a-ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here, I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine. Awfully fond of rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
It's not having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it may be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. Cool and friendly. It may make you wonder why, but why wonder? Why wonder? I'm green, and that'll do fine. It's beautiful, and it's what I wanna be.
Starting our set, our first set of the Sesame Street cover story. That is Sophie Millman. I should say ending our set from her 2007 album, Make Someone Happy. That is a cover of It's Not Easy Being Green, which is one of the songs that is forever associated with Kermit the Frog. Even though some other bigwigs have covered it, Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, and with the whole green movement, I'm surprised we don't hear that song even more. It was written by Andy Williams, but made its first appearance on Sesame Street and later on The Muppet Show. Before that, Kelly Hogan with her cover of Rubber Ducky. Nice vocals there with just a simple string bass guitar, stand-up bass guitar. Kelly is from Georgia, and she's a former member of the Jody Grind and the Rocketeens. And just has a fantastic voice and does such a great version there of Rubber Ducky. You'll find that on an album called The Bottle Let Me Down. And then we start off the set with Joshua Radin with his cover of the Sesame Street theme from Scrubs by request going out to Jason, Indiana. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, audioengineusa.com. And let's talk tonight about the Audio Engine 2, the smaller desktop speakers. So you've got your computer, you've got your iTunes set up, you've got, you know, Coverville and some other podcasts coming through, downloading every once in a while. And what are you listening to all that stuff on? Is it the laptop speakers or the built-in speakers on your desktop? Or is it, you know, maybe the speakers that came with your desktop machine? Or did you go out and pick up maybe a little cheap set of creative speakers or something like that? Well, now it's time to upgrade. And the best thing to upgrade to is the Audio Engine 2 Premium Powered Desktop Speakers. These are the new standard for multimedia sound, and they really close the gap between computer speakers and home audio. Basically, this is as close as you're going to get to a full, rich home audio system in just a pair of computer speakers. They've got a built-in amplifier and volume control, individual volume control, so you can control it separately from your computer, as well as a couple of different inputs, so you can actually have two different audio inputs going into your speakers at the same time. You can plug your iPod in and control that independently, and then have your video games or whatever it is that you want to listen to on your computer as well. They're available from AudioEngineUSA.com, and of course, right now, using the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, you can get 10% off of your AudioEngineUSA.com order just because you're a Coverville listener. Again, the coupon code is COVERTEN. Use that when you're checking out, and you'll save 10% off of your purchase of the Audio Engine A2 speakers or any of the other fine products that Audio Engine provides. That is AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, this next song is one that comes from a group called the Street Army Gospel from a 2007 release called Sings the Alphabet. Of course, as you can probably guess, they had a bunch of different alphabet songs on there. And especially on this one, it has a very Oingo Boingo, very early Danny Elfman and Oingo Boingo feel to it. Here's the Street Army Gospel with Would You Like to Buy an O?
Yeah.
Okay, that is the shortest, I'm sorry, that is the longest fade out. Wasn't sure when to start talking on that one. The pinball number count, and you gotta love how they even have the pinball machine playing in the background, one of those old vintage pinball machines. That is the Postmarks from their 2008 release, By the Numbers, which featured a dozen songs, all with a different number in the title. That was the 12th one, and it didn't have a number in the title, but it did count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and, you know, I know people who, to this day, can't count to 12 without kind of breaking it up like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Before that, Mana Mana by Cake from the 2002 release For the Kids. That is easily one of the most popular cover songs from Sesame Street that we've played here on, or that I've played here on Coverville. And it appears, makes an appearance every year in the Coverville countdowns, the end of year Coverville countdowns. What we're going to do this year, and I'll just kind of tease about it right now, we'll talk more about it later on, but we're going to have a Hall of Fame. So a lot of those songs that have been in the Coverville countdown for 3 or more years will actually be in the Hall of Fame. And that way we can kind of bring some new songs into the countdown. And every year we'll induct a new set of songs into the Hall of Fame. Should be fun. Should be really cool. Mana Mana by Cake. By the way, that actually did make its first appearance on Sesame Street. Got to thank a couple of Facebook friends for pointing that out, because I thought the original Muppet performance of that song was on The Muppet Show. Of course, it was Piero Umiliani who performed it first, or recorded it first, and it was part of a softcore porn film, if you can believe that. And I'm still looking for video proof that's where that song came from. And then we start off with a song called Would You Like to Buy an O, performed by the Street Army Gospel from an album called Sings the Alphabet. And that's such a great song. And like I said, totally reminds me of Danny Elfman and early Oingo Boingo. All right, a couple things. Obviously, we've got the Spinal Tap tribute, which is going to be coming soon. I think it's going to be next week that this actually comes out. We've got a couple people still finishing up their tracks, and so stick around for that. That'll be coming up next week. But something that starts on Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yes, November 13th, voting opens for Podcast Awards, and for the third year, maybe the fifth year overall, but the third year in a row, I think I missed a year there, Coverville is nominated for a Best Music Award, a Best Music Podcast Award. So please, if you've got time, this is one of those daily vote things. And, you know, I'm sorry to ask you to go there and vote every day. I'm not. I'm asking you to vote whenever you get a chance, whenever you remember it. And like last year, I will offer a little email reminder thing in the mornings if you want to. Just a thing to pop up in your email to go remind you to vote. Don't just vote for me. You know, look through there. You've got some other great podcasts. Of course, Scott and Randy, a couple of friends of mine who do the Instance podcast, the World of Warcraft podcast, Comedy Forecast. Clinton's Comedy Forecast is in the comedy category, and the Fast Pitch Softball, which is put on by a friend of mine named Gary Leland. If you've checked any of those out and you want to recommend them, you want to vote for them, please do so. Of course, you may see some other favorites in there. This American Life seems to be one that is very popular with Coverville listeners, and I can see why. Adam Carolla is in there as well, another favorite of mine. So check out the list. You can find all of that at podcastawards.com, and I will put a link on the blog on Friday morning, just as kind of a reminder and as a place to go and click the link. It goes for 2 weeks, I believe. It goes through the end of the month, so maybe 2.5 weeks, because it'll go to November 30th. If you can vote once per day, that's great, but you know, if you can't, hey, that's cool too. appreciate it, whatever you can do. All right, let's get to the last set of music here, and guest appearances have always been fairly common on Sesame Street. We'll have a couple songs later on in the next set that are covers of famous guest performances, but another thing they do, when they can't get a guest to come on and sing a song, they do a parody of it, and they did that with songs like Cereal Girl, which was a takeoff of Material Girl, and Letter B, as in Letter B, which was, of course, a takeoff on the Hootie and the Blowfish tune of a similar name. One of the favorites, though, seems to be this one. It is a cover of Bruce Stringbean's Born to Add, performed here by Summer Cats versus Motifs from the Play Some Pool, Skip Some School, Act Real Cool Bruce Springsteen tribute. Here is Born to Add.
In the streets and we see one car, we always add one and make it two. It don't matter why, we like to add one and one. Out here it's a thing to do. And something like screaming 1+1 all night means a thoughtless, cruel and bad. Kids like you and me, maybe we were born to add.
Jelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? Oh, Jelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come home?
And here's a part about Jenny Mulhenny. She was a fireman's daughter. Oh, but most of all, Jenny Mulhenny liked to boil hot water. So Jelly put the kettle on. Jelly man, Kelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? Jelly put the kettle on. Jelly man, Kelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? Oh, Jelly, come home. Jelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? Oh, Jelly, come home. Jelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? Dootin' dootin' doo, beep boop baba. Yodely hey, doop on fow. Yakka 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 yakka, ha no. So Jelly put the kettle on. Jelly man, Kelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? Jelly put the kettle on. Jelly man, Kelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? Oh, Jelly, come home. Jelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come tonight? Oh, Jelly, come home. Jelly, can you come home? Jelly, can you come? So that's a story about Jellyman Kelly.
What?
He sure likes jelly. Maybe someday you and me, friend, we can have tea with him.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. Oh, I'd step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, alarming, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Seen at the nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare. Making the grandest entrance is Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Who needs money when you're funny? The big attraction everywhere will be Simon Smith and his dancing bear. That's Simon Smith and his amazing dancing bear.
Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear, performed there by Ockerville River from a mixtape, an MP3 downloadable that they put together in 2007 called Golden Opportunities. Featured a bunch of covers, including Jimmy Webb and Joni Mitchell. And that cover there of Randy Newman, a song that he performed on Sesame Street, Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear. Now, the album was available for a long time from Pitchfork Media. I did a search, and I'm not finding the link anymore. However, if you do a search on the web, you should be able to find a blog posting or two that points to the download. It was Golden Opportunities, and it was put together by Ockerville River. Before that, Andrew and Polly from their album Short and Sweet in 2008. That was a song called Jellyman Kelly, another one of those songs where they would get a guest star, a special guest performer to come on the show and sing. That one was James Taylor. And Andrew and Polly covered that James Taylor song very, very well. That, again, was a request from Facebook when I mentioned that I was going to be doing a Sesame Street cover story. And we start off with Summer Cats versus Motifs and their cover of the Bruce Springsteen parody, Born to Add, from the Play Some School, Play Some Pool, Skip Some School, and Act Real Cool Bruce Springsteen tribute from earlier this year. Not sure why that song, you know, it was recorded by Bruce Stringbean, not by Bruce Springsteen, so I'm not sure how that song ended up on a Bruce Springsteen tribute album. Ah, very interesting. And that is the last set. That was the last song, and that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me and email me, let me know a song maybe I forgot, maybe something to make sure I put in the bonus tracks episode for this, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line. 206-222-COVER is the phone number, 206-222-2683. If your cell phone maybe doesn't have letters on the on each of the number buttons, who knows? You know, it can happen. And you can also go to coverville.com, where you'll find a treasure trove of cover song goodness, including the new and improved Cover Song database, the Cover Song search engine. Still doing a little bit more work to it, but instead of just the, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 songs I've played on Coverville, it now has a database of over 16,000 cover songs that you can search, and that will grow. We'll even add the ability for you to submit songs that are missing from the cover song table there. So check it out at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday, probably with a cover story tribute to Johnny Mercer, who would turn 100 next week if he hadn't passed away. A lot of great music, a lot of stuff you'll recognize that maybe you don't realize was originally recorded by Johnny Mercer. That will be coming up later on this week. Again, if you have a request for that, let me know. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying thank you, and also saying that that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.